The families of United Nations staff members in Pakistan and India have been ordered out of those countries as fears grow of a war between the nuclear rivals. The move follows yesterday's decision by the U.S. and several other countries to advise their citizens to leave. A main source of tension between India and Pakistan is the decades-long dispute over Kashmir. India accuses Pakistan of supporting militants who've carried out attacks within Indian-administered parts of Kashmir. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is to visit the region next week. So far, there are few signs of a resolution to the issue. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi. Michael, what are the chief U.S. concerns about the tensions between these two countries?
Well, I think the chief concern is that there's a very real possibility that these two countries could go to war. And if that happens, there's also the very real possibility that that war could spin out of control fairly quickly, and we could have the world's first nuclear exchange. And I don't think the U.S. wants that. I don't think anyone in the world wants that. That's concern number one. Concern number two, of course, is that the U.S. is fighting its war against terror in Afghanistan, which borders Pakistan. There's lots of U.S. troops in Pakistan. There's U.S. aircraft using Pakistani bases for that. There's also Pakistani troops helping U.S. forces hunt down Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in Pakistan's northwest frontier province and its tribal areas. And I think that if a war did break out, that effort would be severely hampered. And the U.S. clearly doesn't want that. They don't want attention diverted from their war on terror. And attention would be diverted, of course, if a war broke out here.
There have been intense efforts behind the scenes to get both countries to back down. Donald Rumsfeld, defense secretary, goes to India and Pakistan next week. European nations have become involved. Are any of these efforts having any significant impact on reducing tension?
Well, I think all these emissaries are coming with messages from their governments. And with the visit here of the Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and with the Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage, I think what you're seeing happening here is the U.S. sending people here to the region to tell the Pakistanis to do what President Bush said he wanted President Musharraf to do, which is rein in the militants who are coming across the border into Indian controlled Kashmir. That's what President Bush says he wants to happen. That's what the Indians say they want to happen. And they say it's up to President Musharraf to make that happen.
You mentioned the American pressure put on President Pervez Musharraf. President Bush has explicitly said that he should live up to his word, and I'm quoting, and also prevent militants from slipping across the line of control. The question is Musharraf really in a position to do that?
It's difficult to tell for sure, but I think President Musharraf is in a position to curtail the number of militants coming across the border, probably 70-80%, I would think. Will that stop what the Indians call the cross-border terrorism? I don't know. And in fact, I think one of the biggest tests will be if, in fact, Musharraf does crack down on these groups, and if the Americans say and the Indians say that they're satisfied, that they've seen a reduction in the level of militants coming across, that's one thing. But on the other hand, you could have some of these people who are not under Musharraf's control decide they're going to freelance and they can set off a bomb in Srinagar again, or they can attack the Indian parliament again, for example. And I think if that happened, then all bets would be off. The Indians would not restrain themselves.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Jackie.